Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis, Avodah Zarah 22. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the second chapter of the tractate, and we begin with a Mishnah, which actually refers to a discussion that we've already cited in our Gemara back on Daf Tesvav. And so the Mishnah in the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning of Chapter 2, which is called Chapter Ein Ma'amidin, tells us, Ein Ma'amidin Behema Bepundako Shel Ovdei Kochavim, that one is not allowed to leave their animals in the pundak of an idolater. And Rashi tells us what the word pundak is. A pundak is a place that it was a type of inn that the passersby stayed there. They were travelers on the road, and they paid money to be able to stay there. Why Rashi has to mention that is a discussion amongst the super commentaries on Rashi, but the point is, you're not allowed to leave your animal with idolaters in that place, according to our Mishnah, because Mimnesha Chashudin Aravia, because the idolaters, the Mishnah says, are suspected of committing bestiality, and so therefore there is the concern that if we are going to leave the animal there, the animal is going to be violated by the idolater. And Rashi tells us, well, what's the problem with that? So Rashi explains, Ubnei Noach Ne'esruba, that the idolaters are also prohibited to engage in bestiality, because this is based upon the verse in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, which states, V'davak b'ishto, a man shall cleave to his wife, v'ayulav asar echad, and they shall be one flesh. So explains Rashi, Yatsu behema chayav of, a man should cling to his wife, but he should not be cleaving to a behema chayav of, to an animal or to a fowl. And so we see from here, if you're going to leave the animal in the pundak, in the place where the idolater will stop, there's going to be the likelihood that they will sin, or the possibility that they will sin with this animal, and therefore we have to be concerned about the prohibition of lifnei iver l'sitei michshol, to not place a stumbling block before a blind person, because as a result of being exposed to the possibility of sin with this animal, the idolater will sin with the animal. And so therefore we have to be concerned, and so for this reason we cannot leave an animal in the presence of a pundak where an idolater will frequent. And the Mishnah continues, Votis Yachid Isha Imahen, a woman is not allowed to be secluded with an idolater, because the idolaters are also suspected of licentiousness. And the Gemara is going to explain later on why a woman is not allowed to be secluded with anybody. So why does it say specifically with an idolater? And also, Lo Yisyachid Adam Imahen, a man should not be secluded with them, because they're suspected of murder. And so therefore, for these reasons, a woman and a man should not be secluded with an idolater. Going back to the point that the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to leave your animal with an idolater because of the concern of bestiality, Tosus on the bottom of the Daf, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, raises the question on Yesh li tein tam. We have to explain, now ma anu somchen, what do we rely upon, yachay behemosenu imahen, to be able to leave our animals? Today, Tosfos is living amongst a culture in northern France in the 12th century, where they used to leave their animals with their neighbors who were not of the Jewish faith, and Tosfos asks, what are we relying upon? He says explicitly, not only in a pundak, where it seems to be perhaps they were more refined, but we also give our animals directly to their shepherds. So on what basis are we relying in order to do this? So Tosfos cites the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam suggests that the reason is that we must rely upon the fact that there is a dispute in the Talmud between Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Pedah says that this Mishnah that says you're not allowed to leave it with the idolaters because of the concern of Revia is the position of Rabbi Elazar, but our position is to follow the position of the Rabbanan, who allow us to, in general, take sacrifices from the animals of idolaters, and so therefore, since we're allowed to take the sacrifices, that's an indication that the animal has never been violated, and so therefore, also in this circumstance, we don't have to be concerned that the animal was violated, and so therefore, Tosfos says that we can rely upon this position of say that this follows the position of the Rabbanan, not the position of Rebbe Lazar, and therefore, even though it's a anonymous Mishnah, we reject this for halacha. That's the position of Tosfos. However, the Rambam records this Mishnah in its entirety, which seems to suggest that the Rambam does follow the ruling of this Mishnah. It says we don't follow the Rabbanan, we follow the position of Rebbe Lazar. It's an anonymous Mishnah, and therefore we follow it. And so therefore, he says explicitly, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Isuri Pia, chapter 22, Halacha 6, he says, Mipnei Shekuan, that all of the idolaters are Chashudin al-Harba. They're all suspected of bestiality, and so therefore he says we cannot leave our animals with them. And so too, the Tur Evin HaEzer also records this halacha of Maimonides. However, the Tur comes along and also records the position of Rabbeinu Tam, who says it's permitted because he says Einon Chashud, and he says Rabbeinu Tam allows it today because he gives a different reason, which is not exactly what Rabbeinu Tam writes in our Tosfos, but he says the reason why it's allowed today is because they're not suspected anymore. And so too, the Ran and Meiri say explicitly that if the idolaters are known not to be engaged in bestiality, then it's permitted to leave our animals with them. And indeed, the Magen Mishnah on the commentary on the Rambam cites the position of the Rashba, who says it's only prohibited if we know they are suspected about it. And so since today, as the Shulchan Aruch himself writes in Yoredeya, today it's just the opposite. Not only are they not suspected, Makim Va'onshin Alea, the nations of the world strike people if they do this action. They punish people, and so therefore it's permitted to leave our animals with non-Jews.